This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're back on The Pulse with Ali and Othniel tonight. And now we're going to go to our quickfire news roundup that we call...
By the way, NFTs were all the rage among artists, musicians, and anybody with an iconic tweet or GIF, right? Even though the hype has died down for a bit, NFTs are still making headlines, but not in a way most of you might expect. Now, as a recap, NFTs stand for non-fungible tokens. I'm sure you've heard about it a lot. But if you haven't, it's a unit of data stored on a digital ledger known as blockchain, and that certifies a digital asset to be unique and therefore not interchangeable or hackable, making owning a random thing like a GIF online or a particular image or tweet possible, right? So anything can be an NFT, basically. Now, about 2 days ago, Ali Shahid Mohammed, you might have known him from his work with legendary hip-hop group A Tribe Called Quest. He posted a fiery post on Facebook about an NFT sale concerning A Tribe Called Quest that the group had no involvement in via Royalty Exchange. So Royalty Exchange is a company that calls themselves the world's largest platform for buying and selling royalties. And they just announced their first offering of a first-of-its-kind music publishing NFT where investors can buy music catalog and songs as NFTs. Basically, you can be a stakeholder and earn royalties from your favorite acts or some of their specific favorite songs. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
It does sound very exciting for investors, that's without a doubt. But according to the post by Ali Shahid Mohammed, the group only found out about it after Billboard posted an article stating that Royalty Exchange has partnered up with A Tribe Called Quest to auction off 1.5% share of the sound recording royalties from the hip-hop group's first 5 studio albums.
Wow.
I'll be pissed off if I read that and I wasn't aware.
Yeah, for sure.
So members of the group were obviously outraged, and rightfully so, going on to clarify how they were not involved at all in any partnership with Royalty Exchange whatsoever. And the full story is a bit of a legal headache, which usually is the case when it comes to legal aspects of music laws, right? But long story short, there was a hidden clause in their old contracts and someone managed to grab hold of a share of their royalties via some old settlements with their previous label, Jive Records. And in the statement, Ali Shahid went on to say, had we known this percentage of our art was out there, we would have bought it directly as it should have never been sold by Jive Records. Well, you know, there's a line in one of their famous tracks, Check the Rhyme, from 1991 album, Low End Theory. And it goes, industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's all you need to know. and it's things like this that really made them to write that particular line. And I guess they are still not wrong.
And by the way, you know, since the pandemic, there's been an increase in the uptake for meditation apps. And, you know, before the pandemic, meditation apps and mindfulness apps were also sort of started becoming popular with sounds that make you relax, right? They use different kinds of nature sounds and sound effects that are calming. But now, you can have somebody like Erykah Badu giving you the relaxation treatment.
Wow.
On that app. Yeah, so that's what just happened on this meditation app called Headspace. They just launched a Focus music series and it features a 58-minute instrumental piece created by Erykah Badu. That's really something that's never been done before by Erykah herself. Despite doing so many other things outside of music, she was a doula, you know, she became a Reiki master. She's always in this healing mode, right?
And that's why a lot of people call her Mama Badu.
Badu, the healer, you know, the albums and the songs speak about mindfulness and positivity most of the time. So, you know, no one more perfect than Erykah Badu to be on this app, you know, especially in these times where there are no dance floors or concert halls to fill. So many listeners probably want have been turning to more calm and unobtrusive music to help them calm the restless minds. And you know, Badu's not the only one who've jumped on board. People like Diplo also released an ambient album, his first one.
Diplo,
yeah, early this year. Someone like Sufjan Stevens also released a 5-volume collection of keyboard music called Convocation. And Alicia Keys is on this another meditation experience on Deepak Chopra's app. These artists have always tried to move, just not just making music. They move the envelope a bit by delving into these things. But now, especially with Badu's involvement with Headspace, we're seeing more tech companies jumping on and happy to financially support music experiments to meet their goals. They are marrying, the following of somebody like Erykah Badu. I hear John Legend is also part of the meditation app Headspace. So these two names essentially are going to help their fans and maybe people who want someone they can connect to or they look up to help them meditate. So,
But sorry, I'm still hung up on the fact that Diplo and meditation, I mean, those two, it's a weird mix, that's for sure, but maybe it works.
We thought Diplo would never grow old and mellow out, right? But it seems
he is quite old.
Maybe he's quite, at that age where he's like, okay, I'm done with making banger music. Now it's time for chill out music.
Nice.
You can check it out. You can check out the app. It's called Headspace and see if the Focus Music series have rolled out. And you can listen to this 58-minute, relaxation sounds made by Erykah Badu.
Nice. By the way, we're so used to hearing about streamers complaining about their videos being taken down due to copyright violations because their stream contained a certain copyrighted music or a particular sound. And it's gotten to a point where Cyberpunk 2077 developer CD Projekt Red even included a special streamer mode where all copyright restricted music are removed to prevent that from happening.
Smart.
It's gotten to that point. But Twitch themselves have also warned streamers not too long ago about an incoming DCMA strike as the music industry clamps down on copyright violations. Not something that streamers really want to hear, but because nobody likes to get their videos taken down, right?
Yeah.
But it's not that simple, because it's not financially viable for individuals to purchase licensed music for the everyday casual streamer, right? Well, Riot Games might just have found a solution for streamers via a copyright-free 37-track album filled with lo-fi jazz hip-hop beats that streamers can use for free. It's called Sessions 6, out now on YouTube and all streaming platforms. According to a press release, Riot Games said that Sessions 6 is the result of a promise that Riot Games Music made a year ago to create new music that will be safe to stream and free to use. They also described this move as something to help address a small part of the copyright pain seen from creators and streamers around the world. Well, judging from the comments on YouTube, streamers all around the world are rejoicing and have thanked all the musicians and producers who were involved in that project and have graciously contributed to that album and allowing streamers to use their music for free. Riot Games will be releasing more copyright-free tunes for streamers and casual music fans alike to enjoy. If you'd like to have more info on that, you can check out the website sessions.riotgames.com.
So that rounds up our quickfire news segment. And also, we've come to the end of our program tonight. Just a quick recap of what we've spoken on the show tonight. We checked in on the future of the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra with two academics, Dr. Andrew Filmer from Sunway University and also Dr. Adil Johan, who teaches at KITA UKM. And they've weighed in on how what they think could be the future for the MPO and Dewan Philharmonic Petronas.
After that, we also had a chat with Imam. He plays for the band Lightcraft to find out the situation on the ground for the music industry in Indonesia. And we also learned more about his band's new single called Life.
Yeah, so that's all we have on the program tonight. It's been The Pulse. If you like what you heard on the show, if you want to listen back to what we've spoken about earlier, you can check the podcast at our BFM app.
If you'd like to tweet us or DM us on Instagram or on Twitter, our handle is at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Always love to hear from you. One last track to play us out.
Yeah, so this is a new one by Hot Chip. Never heard the name for so long.
Yeah.
But in 2021, the producer released a new track. It features Jarvis Cocker, so it's all UK collaboration. A new one to take us out of the show tonight. I've been Ali Johan.
And I'm Off Nathan.
Ending it with Hot Chip, Straight to the Morning on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.